Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Drop-In Morning Show with the Teach Better team, where we are live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have the one and only Mickey Smith Jr. with us. You know it's going to be a fabulous show. We have a good news story, some holidays, and of course, our big, big, big discussion on the theme this week, which you know Mickey is going to provide so much value with. We'll be right back as you go fill up your coffee. Make sure you spit out your toothpaste. And we have a great show for you this morning. So we'll be right back. Good morning. Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Amazing. 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 You know, every day is actually an opportunity, and that's how I choose to see each day. So when I wake up every day, I like to start with two words. Thank you. Because if you make gratitude the way you start your day, then you start with the sunrise. So I'm grateful to be with you in the place. Thank you for the opportunity. And to all my folks out there, hey, it's going to be a great day today, whether it wants to be or not.
I love that mindset. That's what we need on the Daily Drop-In, right? Some positivity, some inspiration, some good food for thought, the tactical, strategic takeaways that we can go implement in our classrooms today. So good. You know, Mickey, I have been so excited to have you on the show. I've been bragging about it that you're coming on, and now it's officially here. It's Tuesday, October 19th. Excited to say good morning to all of our incredible friends. Mickey, if this is our network's first time connecting with you, would you mind kind of sharing who you are, what you do, kind of all that good stuff?
Well, you know, I guess my big claim to fame in the last few years is that I'm the Grammy Music Educator Award recipient. So I won a Grammy for teaching, which is just amazing. Like, that's crazy. That's not even supposed to happen. That's why I say when you wake up every day, you never know what's next. So, but having said that, I have a confession. If you need to know anything about me, I don't actually teach music. I teach children. I teach children each and every day. And that's something, and we'll talk more about it as we go through the session, but that is something that's becoming incredibly more aware to me, especially in the last few weeks, months, that my role is more than just teaching content or subject matter, but is showing young people that they matter. But I think that starts more than anything with an understanding of what we bring to the table as educators. So if you need to know anything about me, I consider myself an educator encourager. I encourage individuals to keep on going in this noble profession. And I try to do that with my message and my music. And over the last few years, I've been able to go out there and just pour into our educators through professional development, through concert series, through any type of stage, so to speak, that would allow our educators to understand the sound or the significance that they bring to each and every situation. And ultimately, my goal is to help educators create a sound 180 days of classroom instruction and harmony, thus Sound 180 Educators, which is my Facebook community that serves thousands of educators across the globe. So I'm just glad to be here today, but that's just a little bit about me, a little fella from a little state, from the Bayou State, just trying to make an impact on our great profession.
Well, and Mickey, we're excited to get all of the Teach Better family involved in not only your Facebook group, but also just all the work you're doing. I was fortunate enough to connect with you earlier in 2021. Gosh, it feels like ages ago. And I just immediately just was such a fan. And as we continue to get to know each other, I was so eager to bring you into the Teach Better family. I love the opportunities that you've been able to provide us, sharing your insight. This week, I've been so excited to have you back again, because the theme this week, which we'll get into here in a second, is all about knowing how to brand yourself, and not in a business sense, but like, what do you want people to think of? What do you want people to feel when you come up in their world? And finding your sound was the perfect way to start off that conversation on a Tuesday morning. So I'm so thrilled you're here. Additionally, we are honored that you're part of our Teach Better Team Speakers Network. So thank you for joining the family in so many different ways, because there's so much there to share. With your role in music, and obviously we're going to get into kind of like talking shop here in a bit. You also have a wonderful family and you recently moved. How is that going for you?
Ooh, man. Change. Change is something. I'm just going to put it out there. You know, everybody likes the idea of innovation and change until we realize it's change. You know, I have to admit, this has been an incredible opportunity. I am currently the music director at a private school in South Florida, in West Palm Beach, the Green School. This institution, this campus is, wow, we literally need to come back another day. And I would love to tell you more about the innovative strategies that they're using to engage learners and to teach in the modern era. Having said that, as wonderful as it is, it's not home, you know? So the challenge has been, how do you embrace this new unprecedented present and do so with wholeheartedly? And it's been difficult, but I'll tell you this, what it's done is it's given me a greater appreciation for those people that have to step into new roles, whether they're a new teacher, whether they're a new administrator. I believe now more than ever, I have a level of empathy that I thought I had, but I didn't have. It's not until you walk through this thing, but overall, we're good. My family and I, my wife's an educator. She too is navigating a new classroom, and we have two children. Our oldest is a senior this year, and our youngest is going to middle school. So if you can imagine that dynamic, it's never a dull moment in the Smith house, but I tell you this, we can definitely see the benefit that comes from coming out of your comfort zone into that new stage. And we're excited about these new steps.
Oh, so good. It's good to hear the family's doing well. Yeah. I know your kids are your world and your wife is phenomenal. And I just think it's so wonderful that while challenging, everyone is choosing to come together and, you know, settle down, which is wonderful. If you don't mind, I know we're not focusing on this today, but, you know, making a shift, making a change in any sense, whether it was like a big move like you, or even just the concept of, in, you know, bringing a new idea into the classroom is tricky. Is there a strategy or maybe a mindset that you think really is essential when you're beginning to maybe alter something in your life that you really held on to when you've been going through so much change over the last year?
Yeah. I mean, that is timely. Look, they gonna think we had this rehearsed. Like real talk, y'all. We didn't discuss this. This is not rehearsed. This is totally spontaneous. You know, I have a saying that I share, and anybody that follows me online knows that my two big sayings, one of them is keep on going, right? Having that mindset of keep on going, keep on growing, the resilience, the growth. But another one that I share a lot is see the sound. And you know what? It doesn't really make sense. What, oxymoron? You can't see the sound. But when you understand that the sound is not the audible, it's the internal. Mm-hmm. You understand that the sound is the significance of your experience, but it's also significance that you bring to the experience. Then you understand it's a level of awareness. So having a mindset of creating what I call a sound school year, a sound 180 that's built on mindfulness, resilience, and significance, that's the key that I believe is necessary to managing ourselves, our spaces, our stages, and our students. And the reason I say that is when teaching is done at its highest level, I believe it's an art form. I believe it's high performance. And as a musician, you know, whenever I pick up the sax and I mount that stage and I begin to perform, there's a few things that I have to do. There's three key elements. I have to know my sound. I have to discover my sound. I have to operate in that tone. I have to make sure that the practicing is such to where when I get on the stage, creativity is nothing more than practice performed, right? So those practices create a sound that is spontaneous, so to speak, in the moment, but it's really an understanding that nothing's put on a platform that hasn't been perfected in a practice room, right? So which brings us from the practice room to the stage. When I'm on that stage, I want to make sure that my speakers or my floor monitors in the right place, my microphone's in the right place, my band is situated. Why? Because just like the sports team, I want that home court advantage, right? I want to be comfortable in my space. I want to operate with my map, my management action plan. And that consists of how I have things set up in the room. It consists of the order of operations. It consists of my GPS, my guidelines, my procedures, my systems that I have for my classroom. All those things come together to create my management action plan, which is ultimately my map for that classroom. Some call it classroom management, But I think when we talk about that stage, ultimately your sound and your stage, in this case, the sound being what you bring as the teacher, the stage being the classroom itself, is ultimately to reach your audience. And just as a musician mounts that stage and shares a sound that engages the audience, I believe that we too have to be able to engage our audience, but our audience is not what you think. Our audience is the children that we teach. The audience is the children that ultimately, hopefully, we reach. And it's those situations and those relationships that become game-changing. Matter of fact, I call them situationships. The situationships, we can meet those situationships when we reach them with open minds, with open hearts, and with open arms. And when kids see that you are simply humanity on display, that you're not trying to be this perfect person, but you're being this individual that is simply a sound adult, meaning that you're there, you're consistent, I can trust you, then you get to that point where you understand that every child is just simply one sound adult away from discovering their own personal sound of success. So I think that mindset, that sound 180 mindset, that mindset of understanding that it's about being mindful, it's about being in the moment, it's about being resilient, right? Doesn't mean that you're perfect. It just means, hey, when I get knocked down, I get back up again, and I don't do it alone. We'll talk about that more. And then that significance, understanding who you are and what you bring to each and every significant situation. I think that's the key.
Mickey, I knew this morning was going to be good, and I know that our network is going to just continue to resonate with all this good insight, advice, reflection. I mean, that's the whole goal for our daily drop-in. We want to get you thinking this morning. If you are liking what you are hearing, don't forget to engage in the comments. We're going to transfer here into our brainstorm bank, get into some questions, really get our audience involved, and then also talk about your sound a little bit more. So give us 1 second. We'll be right back. All right, Teach Better family, you know how this works. This is our specific intentional moment that we take every single morning. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we take it at the beginning of our show. On every other day, we kind of like take it later on in our time together. But this is our time where we pause and we say, hey, friends, do you need anything? This is our intentional time to brainstorm with you, have you ask questions, and also talk about the theme for the week. And Mickey, the theme for the week is your theme. Like, truly, I was so excited when you signed up to be a part of the show on this Tuesday, October 19th, because we are talking about really educators knowing themselves and knowing where they want to go, knowing the work they want to do, and knowing the impact they want to have. How do they want to be perceived or heard by their audience? And I love that even earlier in our dialogue so far, you've been talking about how our audience, quote unquote, is our students in so many different senses. So I'd love to hear, if you don't mind, having you kind of like go back all the way to the beginning.
Wow.
Where did this all come from? How did this become your work, your mantra, your passion? What's the deal?
Wow. That's a great question. By the way, you know what? No one has ever asked me that.
What?
No one has ever asked. They always get hung up on a couple little things. So this is close to my heart. I am so glad that we're in this space together, because to be honest with you, I am a recovering introvert. Okay. Like, real talk. Like,
I get that.
Sometimes folks that meet me in real life are kind of surprised, because left to my own device, I would just be on the back porch reading a book. Like, that's who I am. I don't really do big crowds, you know. But with my passion and my purpose and my mission in this season, it's definitely stretched me and brought me out of that comfort zone to a place where I can be of greater service to others. And I'll have to be honest with you, that awareness didn't come as a result of any type of external motivation. It came as a result of me tapping into my sound and realizing who I am, and most importantly, what I am in this season, not just for my family or my friends, but to the profession as a whole. Now, to answer your question, how did this start? Totally by accident. I have a friend of mine who is a great fan of one of the world's premier motivational speakers, Dr. Eric Thomas. They call him E.T., the hip hop preacher, okay? So he does a lot of stuff for NFL, NBA. He's a pretty big name, right? So anyway, my friend goes to his conference, and there was a guy he was supposed to go with, and the guy bailed on him at the last minute. And I'm sitting there listening to him on the phone. He's like, hey, I got this ticket. I got this plus one. And man, you can't go. And the guy's like, no, I can't go. He's like, man, what am I going to do? And I just felt something in my heart, like in my spirit, and said, I want to go. He's like, why? Like, you don't even like crowds. Like, you're the quiet dude. You don't even, had never spoken in front of anybody, had never had an interest in it, painfully shy, right? And, but I just felt I needed to go. So I go to this thing. Long story short, it was one of the most powerful experiences hearing this man speak. And everybody was pulling on him. Everybody was trying to get to him to put him on and all this kind of stuff. And I just sat back and he said something in this meeting that struck me so powerful. He said, so many of you are coming here to see E.T., to see the experience of Eric Thomas, but you need to be the E.T., the Eric Thomas of your community. I had never thought about this before, but when he said that, it just resonated with me. We talk about that sound. That sound resonated with me to the point where I was like, wow, I feel like this is something I'm being called to do. Had never reached out to anybody, had never spoken to anybody before. I signed up for an opportunity to find out more. Long story short, I found myself just immersed in the idea of developing my brand and my message to engage and to elevate others. And here we are now at the same time going through the Grammy process. It also challenged me to look at my process and refine it. And it was almost like, not quite national board certification, but it was that type of experience where you really have to look at yourself through this mirror before you look at others through a window, right? So I'm going through this process simultaneously, and I'm developing an awareness and understanding. And by doing that, I'm realizing that I'm making impact. And anyway, long story short, I did the Grammy thing. I lost 6 years in a row. And on the seventh year, I ended up winning it. And from that experience, from that platform, has come other stages and platform that I've been able to pour into others. But I'll tell you this, all that work that I did, looking at my practice, asking myself the why and the who and the what of what I do, uniquely equipped me and to be in front of those cameras to the point where when the cameras came on, I was able to articulate a message that gave hope, that gave inspiration, but also gave clarity to who we are as educators to a world that thinks they know what we do, but they really don't know what we do. And now fast forward, here I am today. So I definitely would like to share some ideas and some concepts that I've gained over this journey, but that it really was I just kind of fell into this. And I think so many of us have experienced that we fall into the classroom, but we fall in love with it at the same time, you know?
Mickey, I so know. Yes, I love it. But I do have to say, you know, there's so many directions I want to take this. I have so many questions in my head. I know that I've told you 100 times. I could listen to you speak for hours. But one thing that really resonated with this theme this week is, okay, so you're inspired. You talk to somebody who says, hey, I want to push you. I want you to be reflective. How does that then lead to you kind of knowing what you want your impact to be? I mean, that in and of itself is a journey. And it sounds like you did years and years and years of reflection to come out now where you are and only so much more to do in your future. How do you identify what you wanted that to look like? Who was Mickey Smith Jr. going to become?
That's a great question. So the first thing we have to understand, and I've created this concept, this program, even though I don't want to call it a program, it's more of a mindset that we create called the Promise Compass. And this has been a result of me going back and reflecting on how did I get here? How did we get in? And most importantly, where can we go from here? That's the big question, right? And I realized that our journey is just that. Not to make anybody down today, but just being honest, this week is a special week to me because I lost somebody incredibly special. And this is her birthday week. She's literally the reason I won the Grammy. But we, you know, that's another story for another day. But in that, the year that I lost her, I lost 7 family members in 1 year. So the irony is when you watch those Grammy videos and I'm holding Alicia Keys' hand or I'm on the red carpet, there's such an irony that at my most visible, I was at my most vulnerable. That in that moment of immense praise and celebration, there was so much pain at the same time. And the pain came as a result of having to lay to rest so many significant people, so many sound adults in my life. But I realized something. We all have the birth date and we have the, you know, the ending date. But we always hear the idea that life is not a marathon, or life is a marathon, it's not a sprint. But I would challenge people to think about this. Life is a dash. It's a dash. It's that dash between those two dates. And when you go to enough funerals and you hear people speaking the eulogies and speaking the life and the legacy, you realize that we all have a sound, but few of us create a legacy song. Few of us really put those ideas together into a way that when we are gone, the sound continues to go on. So I begin to ask myself, okay, what is this journey between potential and promise? And educators have to recognize this and understand this, because this is the key element to avoiding burnout. Because so much of what we do, if it's not steeped in purpose and passion, then we don't have the perseverance to go from potential to promise. And I think that that's the key element in this season for educators, to keep on going and to operate in that significance, to see the sound each and every day. One of the things that I've challenged myself to do is to create a sound from vision, intentionality, and consistency. So what did I do? I created a vision. And part of that vision is having that audacity to dream. See, I'm so blessed right now. And I use that word loosely. I'm blessed right now because I teach the littles right now. And I was not well steeped in the littles. I was more the high school, middle school guy. So now I'm having to deal with first grade. That's a different energy. That's a different energy. But I tell you this, it doesn't matter what you ask a first grader, they can do. It doesn't matter. Like if you, hey, how many of you are astronauts? I'm an astronaut, right? How many of you are an artist? I'm an artist. Everybody's got a story. There's nothing a first grader can't do. And I noticed something. They have no problem dreaming. But then as we get older, you see fewer and fewer hands come up. As by the time they get to middle school, now I'm having to pull those dreams out of them, so to speak. And my goodness, by the time we get to be adults, we don't even dare to dream anymore. But I think that the biggest first step is developing that ability to dare to dream again. Why did you get into teaching? What did you think it was going to be? And if we're honest with ourselves, we all had an image. We all had a vision. But life has a way of separating our vision from the reality. I want to tell people this morning, let's get back to the love. Let's look at teaching again for the first time. Let's start asking ourselves, who am I? You got that scene in The Notebook. My girl says, you know, I don't know Noah. And Noah's like, what do you want? What do you want? My man, like the rain coming down, the geese done left the scene. It's mayhem. And my man just wants one question. What do you want? I never want to be an assistant manager to my life or my career. I never want to be an assistant manager. So a lot of times we are very giving, we're very delegating, we're very, oh, that's not me, but I need us in this season to take hold of the reins of our dreams and ask ourselves, get you a piece of paper today and just start writing down, what are your hopes? What are your dreams? And look, be crazy about it. You know, I mean, if I would have never thought, I remember writing down the dream that I would win a Grammy Music Educator Award. And we had a little think tank group that we had created, which is another thing. Get around good people that dream too. And one of the dreamers in our group went, a Grammy? Don't you teach middle school? I was like, yeah. She's like, you got some self-esteem. You know, like that kind of tongue in cheek. And it kind of hurt me for a second because I was like, ooh, maybe I am dreaming too big. But then I thought, no. This is my dream. And my dream may not make sense to someone else. Just like all of our journeys are significant. If you tell me success is this, okay, then I also, if we look at what this encompasses, we also have to look at the destination to understand the destiny. See, the journeys are different for each person. The journey is determined by the destination. Your dream is your destination. So having that opportunity to create a dream and then distill the dream from the vision into levels of intentionality. So how do we do that? We do the pre-work. We write down our goals, write down our vision, our plans, our things that we want. And then we create a plan to reach the plan. I like to create milestones each and every day. Each and every week, I have small things that I reach for until I get to that big thing. I tell my kids in class, whoever invented the pizza was a genius, but whoever invented the pizza slice was a god. Like I need you to understand, because if you got the date and y'all go out and eat the pizza, you just shove the pizza in your mouth, you're not getting the second date. You're not getting the call back. Sorry, fellas, you're just not. Okay. And if you do, you need to check her. Like something's not right. But if you do the pizza slice, okay, then you can actually devour that entire pizza, but do so in a way that's appropriate, that gets you the call back. And I think so many of us are choking on the dreams. We burn out because we have lofty dreams, but we don't know how to reach them, or the dreams end up destroying us. But I think if you plan them out, and I have, like I said, with my mindset and my program, I have ways to help people each and every week make their dreams a reality by not planning out their day, but putting purpose in their day. And those steps create a consistency, not just to who you are, but to who you are for those that you are charged over, for those that you serve. And as a result, your performance goes higher. So I think that those are the steps. I don't know if I really answered it, but I believe that vision is the start, whether it's your classroom, having that mission, having that idea. Look, I'm so crazy. I draw out what I want it to be. I get the magazine covers and I cut out stuff and I post it up there and I'm like, this is what I want my classroom to look like. And I keep those little reminders in strategic places so that I can see them. So every day I'm operating in vision, intentionality, and consistency, because that's the VIC. And that's the difference between being a victim and a victor. Every day I want to be a vic. I want to be the vic. I want to be the victor each and every day. Vision, intentionality, and consistency.
Oh, Mickey, I think it's incredible, not only how you speak, because I've told you 100 times, I just, everything that you say, I'm like hanging on every word, but I really appreciate that while you have all this insight, you also are helping people do it, right? Like helping people take these ideas, these aspirations, these inspirational moments, and then put it into action. I think that is such a core value of the Teach Better team, of who we bring into our family, is not just to talk the talk, but to be able to walk the walk. And I'd love to have you share more around how and what you're actually doing with educators. I mean, you mentioned even your Facebook group. Like, where do they find this and what can they expect? Because I think a lot of educators going through this journey, I'm sure, as I'm sure you've interacted with 100 times, they're walking in different places, right? We have a ton of people in the comments that have been saying good morning, really eating up the word that you've been saying so far. And yet every one of those educators are on their own individualized journey to get to the work that you're talking about. So how does that all work for you?
Yeah, so it's so interesting. You don't realize what you realize until you realize it, right? Until you look back, right? And a lot of times when you're in the picture, you can't really see the frame because you're too close to it. But now with this time that's gone back by, I've been able to look back and I realize that in my career, I've taught in Title I, I've taught in rural settings, I've taught in the suburban, I've taught public, I'm now a private school. And one thing I realize is no matter where you're at, everyone is facing challenges, everyone. Like there's no utopia. Like, you used to think, if I just had that school, or if I had that administrator, or if I had that funding, it doesn't matter, because every situation brings challenges. So before I share this, I want to share with educators, no matter where you are and what you're going through, give yourself the grace to run the race. Give yourself the grace to make that dash from the potential to the promise, and understand that perfectionism is the enemy. Like, don't put that kind of pressure on yourself. If you're feeling a little bit of angst in this season, or a lot of bit of angst, that just means that you're normal, okay? So embrace it, but don't embrace it alone. So that brings me to the answer. What am I doing in this season? Helping educators understand that life is better when we band together. Like, as a musician, I got a pretty good sound. But I've never had anybody yet pay me top dollar to hear me play unaccompanied by myself on a stage. Now, maybe there's somebody out there. I've seen the one person Broadway productions, but you and I both know those are rare. Those are special moments. And even that one person Broadway production has a team of individuals behind the scenes. Nobody just walks onto a stage and does anything of significance by themselves. So I'm telling you that because my 12-year-old taught me that a few years ago. He taught me that because we were doing some professional development via Avengers, DC Comics, okay, Justice League. It was the great professional development. I call it professional development because as I watched it, I realized Superman, Batman, Flash, Hulk, all these people, Captain America, they are great in and of themselves, but not one of the great movies, not one of the blockbusters features them alone. Mm. Like even they understood, I got superpower, but I can't do it alone. So in this season, through Sound 180 Educators, which is my Facebook group or community, it's an opportunity for us to band together. Why? Because life is truly better when we band together. It's going into stages and schools and sharing a message through my inspirational speaking, my keynote address, my professional development. But the whole idea is it's not for me to leave you with a song and dance or talk, but it's to leave you with tangible programs and products and transformative tools that you can use, not just to better yourself, but to better your campus, to better your classroom. Because at the end of the day, teaching is not about you. It's not about me. It's all about we. If I can get folks to understand in this time of social distancing, and if I can get folks to understand in this time of divisiveness, that our strength is when we come together, then that's when educators win. It's an ensemble. And it's not a competition either. I love the fact that I'm part of the Teach Better team, right? Because at the end of the day, there's amazing folks that are part of this team. But just like in music, I understand that it's not a competition. It's a collaborative. It's an ensemble. So with everything that I do, I'm trying to encourage folks to use that sound mindset, to be mindful in the moment. And what does sound mean? It means the opportunity, the understanding that you have to see yourself beyond yourself, that this thing is not just about you. It's not just about what you teach. It's not just about the subject matter. It's not just about the outcomes, but it's about what comes in the kids. It's what we put into them. It's what we pour into them. And that's a result of giving. Watch this. I've got this mango tree in the back of my house. That bad boy is sweet. I mean, and huge mangoes. I've never had a mango before. Just real talk.
Oh my God, it's my favorite fruit. I can't believe you got a mango tree. I'm so jealous.
I'm telling you, when you come down to West Palm, we got to go visit the mango tree. And I'm walking in the neighborhood. I'm looking at the mango tree and it hits me. Our gifts are like those fruits on the tree. But the crazy thing is this, I've never seen a tree eat its own fruit. And so many times as educators, we're teaching according to what it is for us. Our perspective is according to what it is for us. But our gift and our perspective should not be a mirror. It has to be a window in this season. It has to be. There has to be a level of mirror for us to understand our brand and who we are and how we serve them and what we need to be. But that's not the end. That's the beginning. Just like I tell the seniors when they throw the caps up and they're like, I'm finished. I'm like, bro, go check the dictionary. It's called commencement. It means to start. You've literally done nothing. It's just the start. I say you've done nothing, but it's just the start. And I think for so many of us, that understanding of what we're talking about today, the understanding of the brand, the understanding of who I am and the value and the significance I bring and the value hopefully that I add to others is just the start. Now it's time for you to see yourself beyond yourself. That's the S. O stands for operating optimism and excellence. And that comes from that mindset of mindfulness, resilience, right? And significance. It's not fake it till you make it. That's survival mode. It's not even faith it till you make it. That's thrive. That's thrival mode. I don't even know if thrival is a word. We just made it up.
Why not? You can make it up. It's fine.
But it's face it till you make it. And that is the thrival mode, right? Because the faith that you make, that's the strival mode, right? We're just making up words. Look, my grammar people are just cringing right now. But we're creating a new language. We're creating a new sound in this season. That's what it means to operate in optimism and excellence each and every day. It's seeing the best. It's choosing to see the best. It's understanding that I am the thermostat and not necessarily the thermometer, right? We check the thermometer at the door. We check the kids for the temperature when they come in. But I need a thermostat. I need somebody that can affect climate change in their classroom. Climate change is real if you operate in that understanding. And I think it's so important that we understand the significance we bring, but most importantly, the level of intentionality we have to have. So we talked about, got to have the vision, but we have to have the intentionality. And then the consistency comes from these two things, utilizing all available resources. Like, stop worrying about what you don't have. Somebody said, Mickey, you don't sound very positive. I'm just being real right now. Problems are there. It's just a crisis. I'm sorry. It's just a crisis. Matter of fact, I say it that way because before I was born, there were crises. Read your history book. The whole time I've been on this earth, there have been crises. Matter of fact, Google every year you've been born. Every year you've been alive, if you Google a year, there's going to be a crisis. There's going to be a crisis like every year. And watch this. After we're long gone, there will continue to be crisis. That's why I say it's only a crisis. But if you understand that the crisis is actually an opportunity, then you also understand that every opportunity is another opportunity for another opportunity. If you utilize the resources you have, problems were meant to be recognized. They're real, but they were never meant to be committed to. Commit to the solution. Find what resources you have and work what you got. It only works if you work. And then lastly, nourishing relationships. It comes back to what we talked about before. Banding together. You have to pour into others, but you also have to pour into yourself. You are the most important relationship that you have. And taking time to understand the significance that you bring, that you have, not only does it equip you to educate, to elevate, and to engage others, but it also helps raise your esteem. It helps you raise your value. It helps you see yourself as the individual that you are uniquely equipped to be, so that you can uniquely equip those individuals called our students and our children to be who they need to be. Because at the end of the day, they just need to see. They just need to see. That's why my hope, my prayer is, hey, help me see everything I can be so that they can be everything they can be. Why? Because Shakespeare said it, to be or not to be is the question. But honestly, I think to be or not to be is the answer. What is your being? Don't set up the to-do list until you set up the to-be list. And that starts with creating that vision, that intentionality, and that consistency that becomes the driving force for your passion and your purpose to help you get from potential to promise.
Mickey, what is something our family, our Teach Better Team family, can do today to begin this process? I mean, we've shared so much. You've shared so much. The show already been live for almost 40 minutes. We're going to transition here in a little bit into some good news, some holidays, some celebrations. But if nothing else, if they only listen to the next 3 minutes, right, of our time together, what is the action step? What's the thing that we need to do Tuesday, October 19th, regardless of anything else?
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you said that. Because I got something right here that I do each and every day. This is not a marketing ploy. This is me just being transparent and showing you. Every day I start my day with a sound check. Mm. Every day. Those action items that I just shared with you, see yourself beyond yourself, operate in optimism and excellence, utilize all available resources, and nourish relationships. These are the things that I do each and every day. And I write them down with a level of intention. I write it down. I write down how I'm going to see myself beyond myself. Mm. And today I wrote this. And a lot of times folks think, oh, he just got some sound bites. These are actual things that I speak over myself. Today I wrote, I don't teach music anymore. I teach children. And I put below here, I put where I'm at. It's not a performance group anymore. Just being real talk, the group that I'm working with right now, the quality of the ensemble is not what I'm used to. And I've had to learn that. Hey, are you really about what you say you're about, Mickey? Because at the end of the day, what is this really about? Is this about another feather in your hat? Is this about a program that has accolades? Or is this actually about reaching the kids? And at the end of the day, sometimes reaching the kids doesn't always translate to a certain level of performance. Sometimes it's being in the moment. So I had to write down that it can't be about performance, about putting purpose into it. I wrote down today, operate in optimism and excellence. I wrote down the mindset thing we're talking about. That I wrote down some things I'm going to do. And then watch this. At the bottom, I dedicate my day. So when you said Tuesday, October 19th, I had already written that down. So today I wrote down who I'm dedicating my day to. So it gives me that purpose and that drive and that passion that when I run into the problems, when I run into the roadblocks, I don't cave in, right? But I keep on going. And I put a challenge each and every day. So if you follow me online, particularly on Instagram or any social media platform or Twitter, every day I put a challenge out for folks. I put a little sound bite out. If you follow me on Sound 180 Educators, then you are in great position for when we launch our Promise Compass symposium, where I actually take folks through our Promise Compass and help you not just teach by default, but teach by design and create a life that is designer, all based off the things that we talked about today. So I would just say, folks, what can you do today? You can live sound, and you can go online and get this document if you want to take that Sound 180 journey. And of course, you can follow me on any social media platform as we get ready to launch our Promise Compass. But most importantly, I think that we need to, in this season, just stay connected more than anything. You don't have to follow me, you know, but just follow anybody and stay connected with others and make sure that we're sharing our heart and make sure that we're lifting up one another and undergirding one another so that we can keep on going and make our next steps our best steps and our next sounds our best sounds.
Mickey, when is that launch, by the way, so people have that date in their mind?
Yes, yes. So the launch is November 3rd. November 3rd is when we're launching it. So stay tuned, sign up. We'll have the registration up there and get everybody plugged in. Why wait till January 1st to start the new you? Why? You know, let's just go ahead and start now. If you're real about it, if you're serious about it, let's create that new intent, vision, intentionality, and consistency today. And then when everybody else is going to Planet Fitness, I don't even know if I could say that, Lord forgive me. If everybody else is going, look, I'm just saying the gym. I don't want to get nobody in trouble. When everybody else is going to the gym and making all these New Year's resolutions, you will already be resolute. And I think that that's what we need to be in this season. Let's go ahead and make that decision now to make the next day the best day for ourselves and for all those individuals that we're connected to and charged over in this season.
So good. Mickey, we're going to continue this passion, this love, this positivity, all this good stuff as we go into our last segment of news and holidays and just wonderful things that we can continue to not only enjoy ourselves, but also bring to others as we continue through this awesome Tuesday. So we'll be right back. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our daily drop-in show thus far. We know it's Tuesday, it's bright and early, but it's October 19th. It's going to be the best Tuesday you've had yet, and we can't wait to have you start your day with us. Don't forget, if you are listening after the fact on Teach Better Talk podcast, we appreciate you. We're glad you're here. And don't forget to participate, even if we are not currently live, because we're here to engage with you all day long. But it's always fun if you're able to join us as we stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch every single morning. Mickey, we have had a lot of dialogue, a lot of conversation, but I have a little bit of a personal question for you. You ready?
Sure. Yeah.
Have you ever lost your voice?
Ooh, ever? Yes.
Like, and I mean like physically, like your actual voice. Like, have you been singing too loud and lost your voice?
Yes, it's, I haven't lost it teaching. Man, I shouldn't have said that out loud. Jinx, right? Like, I hadn't lost it teaching. The last time I lost my voice, I was drum major in college. I was a collegiate drum major. And we had a game. It was the national championship. We weren't like a big, you know, big three or power five team, but it was the national championship. And we had went to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we were all excited, only to lose the first game we had lost all year in the championship game. And yeah, it was pretty bad. And it was like 20 degrees. I don't know what the wind chill was. It was rainy. Between all that and the cheering and the weather, I literally had no voice coming back. And that's probably the last time I lost my voice. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, I never thought about that.
I have to tell you, I love that you are spreading so much passion and appreciation for our incredible family here. But I want to embarrass Megan Wells, who's in the comments, posted me, tagged me in a post on Instagram because she lost her voice, like physically lost her voice. And we challenged her yesterday during Daily Drop-In to post on Instagram and sing Smelly Cat from Phoebe from Friends. And she did. And we love you for it, Megan Wells. So thank you for being in the comments.
Love it.
So fun. To continue to share some celebrations of the day, because of course some celebrations, not only everything Mickey has shared, but also go over to Megan Wells' Instagram to hear her beautiful singing voice. It is something spectacular. But we also have some holidays for today. So Mickey, there's a few goofy holidays, some serious holidays we always love to celebrate, because even when they're not holidays we necessarily celebrate ourselves, we can choose to celebrate with others. And so one is, it's National New Friends Day. Did you know that?
I had no idea. No idea.
See? Gotta go meet a new friend. That's going to be a part of it. It's also this is a global holiday, evaluate your life, which I think the word evaluate has like a negative maybe, but this is like what we've been discussing, like take some time for reflection. Today, October 19th, this day encourages us to reflect on our lives and become better versions of ourselves.
But you know, in that word evaluate, there's value. So you got to focus on the value. You got to focus on the value. And that's how we elevate each time. Hey, I'm in a new city, so this is going to be easy. I'm going to go make a new friend today.
Make a new friend.
I like the challenge.
I love other cultures. I love other religions. This is a beautiful holiday being celebrated today in the Muslim faith, where they are celebrating the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. So if you bump into somebody who is a part of that incredible culture, incredible community, make sure that you are celebrating that holiday with them, that they will continue to celebrate all day long. And then last but not least, maybe most importantly, it's National Seafood Bisque Day. So go have some soup, go eat some fish. I don't know, like go have something yummy today to enjoy your Tuesday. I think that's important. I have to tell you, Mickey, like, are you a good seafood eater? Do you like seafood?
I was about to say, you know, I'm from Louisiana, so you didn't have to ask me twice. I was probably going to do that anyway. But now I got an excuse.
I was gonna say, is it bad to assume? I didn't want to assume, but from where you live, like you got to have some good food in your life.
We don't have a lot of bisque, you know, but that's not like the staple. Most everything we got is fried, which is probably not good for you, but
no, hey, that's good.
You don't live once, so hey, let's go for it.
I love it. Last thing I want to share with all of you this morning before we wrap up with the incredible Mickey Smith Jr. is our good news story. This is always a story that we encourage you to not only take and enjoy yourself, but also share with others, share with your colleagues, bring it to your students, foster discussions, regardless of the grade level that you work with. It's always great to be able to bring information and foster discussion, collaboration, and reflection. The good news article today comes from Good Network, goodnewsnetwork.org, and two New Jersey brothers walk to California to raise $70,000 for restaurant workers just like them. These are two brothers that decided to kind of take a little bit of an adventure. They walked over 3,000 miles across America to raise money. They documented the whole thing on Instagram. You got to go check them out. Beautiful photos. And they truly walked the entire way. As they did this, they continue to raise money for charities to help restaurant workers waiting for the restrictions of COVID-19 to end. And they ended up making over $70,000 that they then distributed to a number of different community foundations. So shout out to them and the incredible work that they are doing. And also, hey, go make a new friend, go connect with them. Maybe they'll be their good new friend for the day.
Yeah, that's some Forrest Gump type stuff. I don't know if y'all remember that movie, like my man just started running, you know? And wow, I can't imagine that. Like, what's the farthest you've gone? Like what's the farthest?
Nothing like that, I can tell you.
I might have walked maybe 2 or 3 miles. I don't know if I've walked across states. That's wild. Wow.
Definitely not. No, I really enjoy a great walk with my two dogs. I got two fluffy mutts that I picked up at shelters over the last few years. And boy, we enjoyed some great walks. But past that, I don't know that I've gone many miles. That would not be my prediction. Definitely not. You know, Mickey, it's been wonderful having you on Daily Drop-In. Thank you for getting up early. Thank you for starting your day with us. Thank you for being such an active member of our Teach Better family. We are so honored. Like, you have no idea. It was like a moment. I remember when you signed your contract to become a part of the Speakers Network. We're thrilled to be able to support the work that you do and continue to encourage all the educators within our network and the clients we work with specifically to learn about you, to learn from you, to bring you into their communities, work in their districts, and continue to provide so much value. Before we leave today, do you mind kind of sharing again, like how people can get connected? I know many of our community already have chosen to get connected with you, but how do we find you and where can we find more of this information?
Absolutely. Well, look, I'm gonna do like the tennis player. I'm gonna knock it back to you. Thank you and the entire Teach Better team for all that you do. Because as you said about me, you all have been such an inspiration for me as well, understanding that we're not in this thing alone and just seeing the value that you put out and the real relationship that you keep with your followers. You know, it's folks aren't just a number with you guys. Like we can feel it. We can feel that there's a family element to this. And that speaks volumes in and of itself. So thank you for the work that y'all do and for everybody on the team, you know, just keep going with it. You know, as far as how folks can connect with me, you can follow me on social media, Mickey Smith Jr. on any social media platform. You can find out more about how to secure me or even bring me to your school through Teach Better team, as well as on my website at MickeySmithJr.com. So easy to remember. It goes like this. MickeySmithJr.com. And of course, Sound 180 Educators is a Facebook community that you can come be a part of. You don't have to be a music educator. This is for educators in general. We're helping all teachers succeed over frustration and fatigue. I call that hats off to you in this season, paying tribute and also giving you the training tools to help you make the next steps the best steps. So why? So we keep on going, because that's where the victory is, when we don't give up, when we just keep on going. So I ask folks, follow me, follow the YouTube channel as well. You can find great music and messages there as well.
I love it. And Mickey Smith Jr., you have to know, one of my goals in life as I reflect on all the work I want to do, I got to hear you live playing the saxophone. I know that you're like, Ray, I do so much stuff. I'm like, I know, but someday we're going to meet in person.
Got to make it happen.
Someday I'm seeing the saxophone. I just want you to know I'm such a fan. So excited to continue to have our network connect with you. For all of you here this morning and even listening after the fact, thank you for being here. Please enjoy your last sip of coffee as you head into, gosh, the best Tuesday ever, friends. You have no idea what's in store for you. It's all going to be wonderful, and we're thrilled to be a part of the beginning of that incredible day. We will see you again Wednesday morning with another guest on Daily Drop-In to continue this energy and the fun. And please go make sure you go make a new friend. And if you're not following Mickey, make sure to go make that happen. So Mickey, thank you again for joining us.
We'll see you all again later.
Bye, guys.